City bird, time to wait. A bully to beat that mountain out the gate. Tom tells jokes, Trent's not woke. Don't ask Red what's in his tackle, it's not smoke. Up in boat, up in boat.
Second half of the premiere of The Return of the Curse of the Preacher's Ghost, already in progress.
I'm getting scared.
Oh, the ghost has returned. The creature's curse. The creature will curse on the ghost. We must know what it is we're supposed to be afraid of.
Good morning, baiters. This is another episode of Wake and Bait. I'm Red Rocker. If you were comparing us to Sanderson sisters, I'd guess I'd be the Bette Midler of this thing. And to my left, as the sister acts, you want Tom Wolfe.
Well, this is the your main man, Tom Wolfman, bro. Special coming holiday. In with what's the fat one with did she have a stroke and that's like why her mouth is weird?
She did it a little bit in the first one. She did it a lot in the second one.
But she did have a stroke though. Is that
she
what
got
happened?
That lazy eye.
Folks, if you see me, let me first introduce the SJP of the crew. That would be Trent Trout.
This is Trick or Trent. And I'm all out of tricks, bitch. Hey, I like that one.
Might be your best opener yet. If you seem excited, folks, it's a special Halloween episode. And you know what that means?
We've been drinking. Whiskey, that is. This episode brought to you by Jameson.
Special Halloween flavor there for you. How about, let's start with you, Tom. You do anything interesting with your Halloween weekend?
No, I worked and then I like sat around. I like turned off all the lights and then like made fun of the kids coming up to like my door, like secretly through the blinds. It's like, look how poor that one is.
You're just judging all of their costumes.
There's like this guy, like there's like this kid, like dressed up as like a pumpkin. I'm, you know, and I was like, who is he, Pigpen?
You know, there's a David S. Pumpkins, and the kid just turns around like, what the fuck?
Next year, I'm gonna like put tax on the doorknob
there's,
or the tax on the
no house.
Now that's
doorbell.
That's a throwback from the old days.
The, house award for creeping with them blinds.
What did you guys do?
I myself did a little trick-or-treating. I did a little drinking as well, though. Some warm apple pie was on tap. I got a little jar of that.
What did you go as?
Oh, take was, one guess. I bet you'll get it.
I went as skinny, sexy Thor, of course, with the hot hair and
Don't let him fool you. He pulled off a perfect Dog the Bounty Hunter. I mean, absolutely flawless.
It was flawless. I was like,
I'll be honest with you, dude. The hair was the only thing that really, like, I was like, damn it, he looks like somebody. I'm like, I know it's Thor by the hammer, but damn it, you look like someone else. And as soon as they said Dog the Bounty Hunter and somebody else confirmed it, I was like, that's it.
Not a lot of glorious luxurious,
something about that wig, man. Like that's a hell of a wig you had there. Like, that was some flowing locks. You should have seen it. That was
there's gonna be a picture
for ladies that complimented them.
Surface.
All the listeners want to know, did you glue that dildo and put a Magnum condom on the end of that stick?
No, that was an inappropriate text you sent me, and I said, I'm gonna do that.
By all the viewers, you mean you? That's awesome. Well, no one would have known about it if he hadn't said it. So, I mean, I think it's funny. Oh,
yeah. Okay. We're definitely worth mentioning. Don't get me wrong.
It was like real funny. Like, we had like one of these dude managers. Like, you know, he's kind of like an old, you know, he's old and he's like has a lot, you know. I wouldn't say he's racist. I wouldn't say that he's like a homophobe or anything like that, but he's definitely in that zone, you know?
Well, and, he's older. They come from a different cut of the.
Yeah, that's, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, right.
I know.
He like came as a cowboy, you know, sure. Like classic cowboy for Halloween, you know? And then I was like, who are you? From the village people? And then like everyone laughed. And you can tell he was very upset. Like, it's great.
He's like, even I forgot about the village people. God damn. Yeah, but I wouldn't have worn this if I knew.
Exactly.
Wait, was like, there a cowboy and the village people?
Yeah, there was a cop, an Indian, a cowboy, a construction worker, and then who was the oddball? There was another.
I wasn't sure if he was a biker or just like.
Yeah, like a zaddy or whatever.
I'm like a big daddy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like the guy, like Mr. Slave from like South Park, pretty much.
Right, basically the model. Yeah, okay, got it. Right, that's true. All right, so at this point, this is the part where we start asking. It's been another week since we've talked, so we've been on the lake a few times since then, and I'm just trying to find out if there's any of those laking out there, those Mississippi hippos. Of course, I'm asking about those lake cats. It's fine that they're protecting us. We just like to know where they're protecting us from. Have you fellas encountered them at all this week?
Oh, I saw a bunch of teenagers smashing pumpkins in a parking lot, and the cops, from what I could tell, were taking bets on who could smash the biggest pumpkin because no one was stopping nothing. Well, I thought it. You know, for cops, that's kind of cool. And that's about it. Because usually they're not cool. Usually they're like, hey, what are you doing there, you kids?
The kind of thing you want a cop to overlook.
Yeah, I mean, they should be. Like, stupid, dumb shit like that. Like, yeah, let kids smash pumpkins in a parking lot. Like, what is that hurting? Absolutely no one and nothing.
It keeps the industry going. It keeps the plows running in October, you know. Like,
there you go. Yeah, that.
Is it snow up there yet,
Yeah, it snowed about like 3 weeks ago. Oh, you got
a bunch of snow. Yeah, didn't you guys get a bunch of like 8 inches or some crazy shit?
No, we got like maybe
Upper Michigan got a bunch, didn't it?
It like snowed for like legitimately like 5 hours, but like melted like
right away.
6 hours later, yeah.
It was sure.
Kind of a lot. One more of those in the bank. Now the ground is all cold, and you're not going to get that one freebie from Mother Earth.
Something about I don't know. Kids around here don't even smash pumpkins anymore. They do like something they steal pumpkins and then they like take dumps in the pumpkins and then like put them in the lake or the like rivers.
Dumpkin?
Dumpkin. That's what they call it. Yeah.
But they, why
have you heard of that before?
Okay. All right. Great. I mean, but I don't like it. Why don't you put it on somebody else's doorstep? Like, why are you putting it in a lake or a river? Like, who's that?
Well,
like, why is that funny?
Your twist is
you're doing a lot of work to just not really. I mean, I would rather see someone else. Like, you know, like the old shit in a bag. You started on fire. Like, oh, he's stepping on the poop in the bag. Like, he found a poop pumpkin. You know, like, come on, man. Like, you got to see someone's reaction.
Waking up and like finding a strange pumpkin on your door. And
you open it up and you're like, oh, man.
That's really funny.
Yeah. And then, like, like you see them open it up, and the guy's like, "Oh my god, hey Martha, they're shit one of them pumpkins again." And you can put a candle in there, like yeah.
I mean, the poop's already in a container. All you have to do is pick up the container and throw it away. It's not like you're going to be stepping on it.
A container? I'm pooping in that pumpkin, sir. Well, pumpkin is a container. And I'm taking it from porch to other porch. Because okay. I'm a gangster. But I guess it's just kind of lost on me. Like, why would you take it to a river or a lake? That's a lot of, like...
It floats around and people run into it, and then it floats downstream.
I didn't know that pumpkins float. Okay, well, you should have mentioned that. Totally All right. That's a crucial part to it. Yeah, sure.
That also is funny. That's also pretty. I think the first one is easier and also funny. I think they're both too.
I feel like taking a road trip with a shit-filled pumpkin is just there's
you
too
take
many.
The shit at the lake, obviously.
There you. Man, see, now you're thinking about it. Right. No, hey, man. Yeah, you're already one step ahead of me.
We're riding in the car. Well, that's poop can come out when we get there.
Well, what if you go over a big bump?
Isn't your human body the original container for poop?
Oh, my. That's deep.
I'm a deep guy.
I'm a real deep guy.
All right, heading over to the old fishing line. We got a few nibbles this week.
Ooh.
That was done by calling 414-909-0525. That's, of course, 414-XOXOLAK. If you're ever in jail and don't have your phone, you can just dial that number. But just remember that the O's are zeros and the K is a silent E at the end there.
Also, remember that no one will pick up immediately, so definitely don't make it your first call. But your second call, it will be hilarious.
Don't ever talk down the line. Yes,
hey, but for real, if somebody does make it the first call from jail, I will legitimately send you $100 on your books.
Also, don't listen to the message on it. Just go right ahead and leave a message, and don't worry about the recording on that. All right. So anyway, going over to that line, let's see what we got here. I think we got a couple nibbles. Oh, wait a minute. This one, someone dialed.
Ooh. Hey, this is Kanye.
Oh, my.
As the H say. Woo.
This should be controversial.
Yeah, we're in the merchandise business. Y'all be Kanye-ing it up if you get a hold of me. Well, maybe you make a sneaker or it's a fashionable shirt. What do you say? I can't wait to hear you say yee to me. Let me know. This is your boy.
Wow!
Sounds a little unhinged. Trying to do a fishing line with us, I can't say I'm completely surprised. I think that's about where he's at these days.
Well, he can't get any deals, you know, or anything like
that.
So
what
he
comes
far around
to, like...
us.
Dude, did you guys hear he tried to just basically walk into Skechers, which, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, I've never seen a black man wear a pair of Skechers except for like at work. You know what I mean? Like, because they're dude, but like they were like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what are you like? No, man, we don't want anything to do with you. You went from Adidas to Skechers, and Skechers was like, go fuck yourself, dude. Like, that's a
and now
huge
he's,
that's
and now he's
be, like,
calling
huge,
us. You know,
that's
now
what
he's
I'm
calling
saying.
Us. Well, I have one thing to say to you, Kanye. No way, sir. You can take your. You can say I'm in the no yay business. You know.
I mean, I'll take his money, but I mean, I'm not gonna like you know.
Yeah,
I'll take
it. Try some of that money first.
I'll take that money. Yeah, I'm not like
this
that.
This is the closest we've ever been to making a little bit of money.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, you know what? Maybe Kanye could do like a like some sort of Me Undies ad or something for us. You know, that's real popular these days, I hear. Or maybe
the
a Ridge.
Undies.
Maybe
the
a
undies.
Ridge. Some sort
easy.
Of Ridge wallet.
Undies.
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 Hey, what do you call Kanye undies. After he gave up religion?
Oh.
Ye of little faith. Or yay of little faith. That don't mean.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
So you guys would get in business with the Kanye?
Dude, I mean, for the right amount of money, yeah. I think at this point, I would say, like, what kind of business are we talking here? Like, I'm not gonna,
you know, shoes and merchandise.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Like, I mean, you gotta figure he's on the lowest of the low. Like, that's like, you know, that's when you get him for the big bucks. You make him sign that contract, and then he's locked into
that's
it.
That's when we bounce.
That's right. But in the contract, we'll have where he can't do any anti-Semitic shit. Whereas, like, with Adidas, dude, did you realize that even he did an interview? It was like, dude, it was a while ago, even before all this shit. And he even said, he's like, do you realize that right now I can say anti-Semitic shit and Adidas can't drop me? And he said, that's what I'm saying.
Why are you bragging about that? You know what I'm saying?
Because they literally didn't have it in their contract because they didn't think he'd be fucking crazy enough to do some shit like this. You know what I mean? But now here we are, and Adidas, they said that out of that shit that he just pulled, Adidas is going to lose $250 million in sales. Yo. I know, right? Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Well, he's like $1 billion to $400,000, which is, I mean, he still got $400 million, so it's like whatever. But.
Right, yeah, I know.
He's hungry tonight.
There was somebody that made a point where they were like, you know what's crazy is like Kanye West doesn't have fuck you money. He has fuck me money, which basically means like he can fuck himself over and still have a shitload of money and he'll be fine. It doesn't matter. He can literally burn his entire empire to the ground and he'll still be, like you said, worth hundreds of millions of dollars because
it is kind of dangerous now because if he is going to buy like Parler, I heard he was going to buy Parler. So he's going to spend money on that. Parler. He owns like a whole bunch of like, he owns like at least $200 million in properties. Like state tax on that alone, dude, is like
so much money. Know, right?
So like in 10 years, if his shit doesn't pay out, dude, he'd be broke as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he would follow the trend of a lot of rappers. I mean, a lot of those dudes. I mean, dude, there's not a lot of them that have, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of them went broke, you know, doing crazy shit. Speaking of crazy investments, Nelly, what do you guys think of? Hey, now there. Easy, fella. What do you think of Elon Musk buying Twitter?
Yeah, good for after, him.
I know, right? Like $44 billion. I mean,
it's so much money, though.
I know, but here's the thing. He paid that much money for it, knowing it wasn't worth it, and then he pretty much got into it, and now he's taking it off the public market, and he's taking it private, which means that it's not, you know, like, it doesn't have to be adhered to by, like, you know, the ad sponsors and, like, all this shit, and he's firing, like, half the people that are there, and he's just like, well, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to basically do what I did at Tesla, but I'm gonna turn it into, you know, a social media network opposed to a car.
I mean, if he gets rid of all the bots, who's going to be my followers? You know what I'm saying? How about my numbers?
You know? What about my numbers? But hey, you know what, though? You bring up a good point. That's going to really, like, kind of see like who's full of shit and who has actual, like, what if Kim Kardashian goes from like 2.5 million followers to like 100,000, and it's like, oh shit, wait a minute, you're not as and then like some scientist that people have been following has like, you know what I mean, like 200. It's like, oh, okay, you know what I mean, like people are actually watching, you know what I mean? It's not all this influencer shit, it's just how they push it and how the internet markets and apps and shit shove it down your throat. And then people are like, hey, wait a minute. Actually, society isn't as bad as we think it is. It's just, you know, all these corporations shoving shit down our throat.
Wait, is that forcing true?
I feel like it is. I mean,
it could be.
It's, you're being bombarded with it every day. You know what I mean? Like, get this, get that. Like, dude, the amount of times that, like, you know, like, Facebook isn't as popular as it used to be, but there was a time where people were like, oh, man, if you don't have Facebook, you're not going to, you know, like, make it in the construction industry. And I did just fine. And I still don't have a Facebook profile.
I've never had one, yeah.
I know, right? And I take pride in it because I don't really
I had a joke one once. I had a joke one once called Poop Snack Junior.
I kind of remember this. It sounds familiar.
It was a poop in a toilet as your picture.
Yeah, and then it was just to, like, play Farmville or whatever. Or Island.
Remember when you could have like an alias on Facebook? Those were the days.
Yeah, and then I remember like someone spilling the beans to all like the, like everyone that was me, and then I had to like go off of it. You know, I won't say who did that.
I won't say.
Yeah, someone spilled the beans and told everyone that was me. And then I like talk to like some kids from grade school and high school.
That's exact. That's what I'm avoiding right there. Like, I don't want to know who's trying to find me. I don't want to find you. So why are you trying to find me?
Right.
You know. I mean, maybe no one is, and I'm good with that too. I don't give a shit. I don't want to talk to you. If I did, I'd find you. It's not that hard. You know. I feel like people put themselves out there enough where, if you really wanted to find somebody, unless they're like, you know, me, it's probably pretty easy. Right?
What about
maybe
what
not?
Else,
I don't know.
What else we got on this fishing line? I said it right this time.
You did it last time too. That's two in a row.
Well, it says, oh, another call.
Hi, this is your old friend. I want to say happy
yes.
Halloween.
There it is. Well, it sounds like somebody was having a good time. And a happy Halloween to you. Who was that again?
Louis C.K.
I know. I just wanted you to say it out loud.
Feel dirty. You know what I'm saying?
He's doing it again.
That serial masturbator must be stopped at any cost. But at what cost, though? He has a brand new special coming out.
Are you gonna watch that?
I'm going to go to the show. He's coming to Madison, and I'm going to be in the front row. Louie. And I'm going to videotape it and send it to both of you. Yeah. And you're going to scold me for it, and I won't care. Because
we'll
I still think he's funny. And he hasn't. Here's the thing. No one has called out, and no one's still
like,
will
legitimately.
What about Bill Cosby? Like, this dude got out of prison on a bullshit technicality, and no one's up his ass about it. And he's still. Same thing with, like,
yeah, he's not making comedy specials, though.
He will be, dude. Mark my words. Give it another.
He's
going to
be dead soon.
Mark my. Well, you're probably not wrong about that. But let's say he's not in 3 or 4 years, and you know how people are. They forget about shit. Same reason why Trump's going to run again. People forget that January. You know what I mean? Dude, people forget, man. It's true, dude. It doesn't take very long. A couple years.
Never
people are like,
forget January 26th.
Right. Never forget January or January 6th. It's like our, V for Vendetta, you know?
Ooh.
It's like our 5th of November.
Yeah.
What happened on the 5th of November?
Gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason. The gunpowder treason need ever be forgot.
But anyways,
Trent,
I'll
just
pay for your ticket.
Line from the movie
I'll pay for your ticket to get that Louis C.K. concert.
Yes,
I don't even know if he's coming to Madison. I was trying to there is somebody
but
coming to Madison that I do want
to have
see.
You have to hold the sign up that says, like, you can masturbate in front of me anytime.
Okay.
But you have to hold it up the whole show. You'd be like, you can masturbate in front of me anytime, Lou.
You do realize that, like, Sarah Silverman, one of the female comedians, like, let him do that, like while she was, like, there's like a whole thing. Dude, I'm just saying, like, people knew he was into it. Mm-hmm. Well, all I'm saying is, like, people in the industry knew he was into it, and, like, all the people it happened to, he asked if he could do it before. So, if they're, like, trying to get money
I don't believe
for it
that.
After, I'm not saying, dude, I wasn't in the room either. I'm just saying,
that's
like, you know what I mean?
One of you is saying is that Louis did nothing wrong. That's all.
Oh, no, I'm not saying, okay. Here's the thing. I'm not saying he didn't do anything wrong. I'm just saying compared to what a lot of other people... Dude, look, Bill Cosby arguably raped like 40, 50 women and got on a tech... Why aren't there people sitting outside of his house every day like, fuck you, Bill Cosby, but you know what I mean? You got people...
They probably are, yeah.
Well, you don't see it. I haven't heard about it. You know what
you
I mean? But then
I mean, OJ just goes golfing every day. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, but there's other people that just kind of go... free. It's like, it's weird. Like, look at Michael Jackson. Like, he was clearly guilty of something, right? But people are like, I mean, he made Thriller, so it's like, what the fuck? But he was,
I feel like he died.
He was fucking little kids. He made Thriller. What the fuck kind of argument is like, so that's cool, but then this isn't cool? I don't know, man. Society is weird to me. I don't get how people, I don't get it. It makes my head hurt.
Start making those changes, people.
Well, just, it's common. You know what I mean? Like, there's levels to this shit, people. You know what I mean? Like, there's levels to, like, how people do fucked up shit. It should be, like, kind of viewed like, I'm not saying,
what's the difference between like someone who flashes people in a trench coat than what Louis did? You know, like, what about your pervert who wears a trench coat and flashes people and touches himself in public?
I'm not comparing anybody to anybody. All I'm saying is, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's
that's Louis. Yeah,
there's a lot. There's a lot of people that got a lot of weird shit, and then people are like, hey, there's people that also argue that, like, pedophilia is kink shaming, which I would say those people are fucked in the head. Yeah, right. Yeah, dude.
But so, I hear, like, Louis, like he puts Elmer's glue on his palms and then masturbates and then, like, falls asleep on his hairy palms.
Well, some people like to abuse themselves in weird ways, I guess. Like, people are into that right? There's people into sadomasochistic shit, or they're like, you know, crush my balls. Like, what are you, like, dude, if you flick my balls lightly, I'm gonna, like, roll up on the ground and cry like a bitch. Like,
how do you know that doesn't give you, like, another, like, what about during coitus? Like, you know, your lover flicks your balls and it gives you another 2 minutes of lovemaking.
Dude, if my girl definitely had my nuts hit a little too hard. Like, you ever been hit from the back and, like, you know what I mean? You just kind of just bam, bam, bam. Does that, man? I'll tell you what, you got more of a stomach for it than I do, because I will literally, like, kind of.
You never like put
myself a minute.
Like, you never like put, like, a rubber band around your you know, your root and then, like, flick it.
Rubber band? No,
yeah, a couple minutes. A loose rubber band. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
You
don't want to cock. No, I've never even thought about this.
You flick it and then you get another couple of minutes. You know.
Is this something you know about, or is this something
Of? No, I mean, like, all I'm saying, players
did you hear this from someone else, or were you just like, you know what I should do right now? Hey, hold on, babe. And then you just go into the junk drawer and find a rubber band.
I mean, there's, like, a whole bunch of moves. Like, you know, you're doing it doggy style, and you throw a bag of poop on the ground, and then you break a light bulb on the ground, and then you kind of step in the glass. Give you, like, 35 minutes.
One nut, like, with a rubber band. Just, like, the one of them, though.
One of them's purple. One of them's really red.
You don't want to put the rubber bands around your nuts, because that's how you castrate yourself. You know, you want to go around
you can do it for, like, a couple minutes.
The basin of the shaft.
I'm not talking about a triple twist. I'm just talking about
Literally talking about a cock ring. I mean, get yourself a cock ring, sir. They're like $10.
But you can't flick it. You have to see, the flicking is what you're doing. You want to flick it. You don't want to flick a cock ring. So you want to snap it, so then it buys you a few more minutes. You know, you'd be like, oh, my penis. And then, like, but then you carry on. You know what I'm saying? You're right about the nut, and you're like, no, no, no. And then
I feel like I could do that mentally. I just kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
one can do it mentally.
You can. You just don't get into it as much. You know what I mean? Like, dude, yeah, you can. Dude, yes. Yes. It's called not getting, like, you just don't think about what you're doing. I think about other shit, man. Like, if I'm about to nut and I don't want to, I just start thinking about, dude, like, whatever. It doesn't have to be what I'm doing. I don't know. Like, that's just me, though. Dude, everyone's different. That's what I'm saying. You're into a rubber band snapping your wiener, and I just...
You never just, like, put a bunch of, like, marbles on the ground and then, like, stand on the marbles?
Do you think that of actually, Margaret Thatcher okay, naked on a cold day? Or do
that's
you
something.
I'm sorry, Red Rocker. What was that?
Margaret Thatcher on a cold day? Is that what you said?
Margaret Thatcher naked on a cold day. Does it work? Does it not?
Is that a Anchorman quote? I feel like that's something
Austin
from
Powers.
There you go. I knew that was from a movie. I was like, that sounds familiar. But, like, no, like, I'm not saying it works all the time, but, like, okay, like, let's say you're, like, about to, like, if you know you're about to get to that point where you're about to fucking nut, then you just start, like, okay, I need to fucking calm down. And then, dude, just think about whatever, you know what I mean?
Baseball?
Like, I don't know. Think Sure. I mean, I don't watch sports. Sure. Yeah. Baseball. That's a perfect example. I don't know. Riding a fucking motorcycle, going fishing, maybe, for example. This is a podcast about fishing. For example, like fishing, right? Like you go through like species of fish. I'd be like walleye, trout, bass. You know what I mean? And then you just start like, I don't know, like you what just else? Get a process in your head and then you just focus on it for that time being, and then you just kind of slowly get out of that I'm about to nut mode, and then like you said, it gives you a couple extra minutes, and then you just kind of, you know,
are you ever afraid it'll just go completely soft at that point?
No, because I don't think about anything. Okay, now that's where you get into dangerous territory. You start thinking about weird shit or gross shit, like that's borderline, you know, if your mind starts to like wander into that, it could. I try to keep it real mild.
That's a secret.
You know what I mean? Like you said, I'm just like Milwaukee batteries, you know, like circular saws. Like seriously, dude, it's very remedial. It's very basic. It's nothing.
So screaming Margaret Thatcher naked on a cold day. Doesn't do the trick.
Oh, I'm gonna try it next time. Did you say screaming it out loud?
Yeah, like Austin Powers. You know, he's trying.
I don't remember that.
He's trying not to. I think it's with the fembots, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes, the sexy fembots.
All right, you guys. Did you guys think of some Halloween-based jokes? Should we go into the joke land?
I think it's joke bag time.
Go.
All right. I wrote this one while we were talking before. Are you ready to hear it?
Sure. Of course. You wrote a joke? That's impressive, because I'll be honest, I just went on the internet and said Halloween jokes. That's where mine are coming from, folks.
Well, not that creative. Don't get too excited.
Oh, I am.
Why does everyone in the pyramid get undies for Xmas?
Why?
Because they're a bunch of mummies.
Very good.
That's pretty good for on your own, man.
It took 4 seconds to come up with.
Did you come up with that when you were driving home?
No. I literally was like, we were talking before, and then I was like, I've got a great concept for a joke. The punchline is they're all mummies.
Those are the best ideas when you're just like, wait a minute, I have an idea. Everyone shut the fuck up. I have to write this out.
You were talking, but I wasn't. You might remember.
I usually don't. I'm pretty good at that.
All right, try and hit us with that joke.
Yes.
Fresh. Certified fresh.
It is. Let's see. All right. Why are male ghosts attracted to female ghosts? It's pretty easy. Come on, anybody?
Their ghoulish figure.
Because of their boobies.
Okay.
You both had pretty good answers. I would have accepted ghoulish figure, I think, right?
No, he honestly, yours was way better than like the internet.
Honestly, it is.
Yeah, you should really. Yeah, you should be on here. Like,
I was prepared to say that, but I don't know. Boobies is actually pretty funny too.
It's pretty funny, yeah.
Why can't the ghost have any children?
Ooh,
they have Halloweenies.
Dude, yes. Are you looking at the same website?
Everyone heard that joke before.
Dude, once again, I'm bad at jokes. It's
why doesn't wizards have any kids?
Because
they have crystal balls.
You have not told us.
It's like that. You know what I'm saying?
Why do skeletons enjoy sex with dainty women?
Ooh,
come on, I know you're gonna
they get like bon appetit.
That a boy, there he is. That's awesome. You're pretty good, dude. I'm not gonna lie. That's pretty impressive. All right. Tom Wolf, let's hit some of those
how do two skeletons have sex? They bone all night long.
I was a quarter of the way
I think that counts.
That's pretty good. What did the vampire say to the teacher? See you next period. what do you call a cheesy Halloween dance? The Monster Mash. All right, that's pretty good, huh?
Very good. I guess I assumed the teacher was a woman. Oh, well, we'll get to it another time.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, I'm good. All right, well, I think this is about the time of the show, no bullshitting, where we get to me slowly meandering toward a segment.
Cricket. Nobody understands cricket. You gotta know what a crumpet is to understand cricket.
All right, that is our Sports Minute segment. Gentlemen, there were some sports going on this week. I myself caught a little sports at a bar where I watched two games unfold. The Bucks played. Okay, this was last night, and the score was pretty close the whole time I watched it. Don't know who won it. Can't remember who they played.
Very
and then
good.
On the TV next to them, there was the World Series Game 1.
Oh, yeah, the Phillies and the I can't remember the other team.
Well, fortunately, I couldn't remember that team, but I did remember that they played Houston.
There you go, Astros. Sure.
Yes, and of that one, I believe Philly was either kicking ass or losing bet. It was like 5-0.
Oh, wow.
From when I was watching.
What about the Packer game? Did anyone see that?
It was 27-17 Bills. The Bills got a 6-1, it looks like, and Packers are now they're 3-5. So yeah, Bills are kicking ass this year. It's a pretty good record, dude. Good. Halfway through the season. Shit.
I think I knew some sports too. I think Jake Paul beat old Silva in the 8th round. Knocked him down.
What, Anderson Silva?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was tonight or yesterday or something like that.
Huh. Yeah, I don't, like, I listened to, like, one podcast that's got, like, a former MMA guy on there, and, like, I didn't hear anything about that. Usually they're, like, always hyping that dude up. It's crazy.
Well, this was an actual real fight, like a boxing match. I mean, he's, like, 45, and he's,
like a mixed
martial artist, and he's, like, fighting Paul Logan, right?
Right, which is mostly a boxer, and Anderson Silva's, like, jiu-jitsu. Yeah, right, like, MMA. Yeah, yeah, sure. So. Yep.
Yeah. Wasn't very impressed. I mean, I don't know why everyone loses their shit over that guy. He's like not that cool.
Because they want to see him lose and he hasn't lost yet, and they want to see him get his teeth knocked out because I don't know, people hate him. You know what I mean? Like as far as I can tell, I mean, I don't know shit about the guy, so I'm just like, hey, dude, more power to you. Yeah, I could care less, you know. But apparently, like, people hate him with a passion. It seems like it, you know. That's mostly where most of his money comes from, like Floyd Mayweather.
I don't think there's a single like YouTube influencer that I actually know or give a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? So like he's like just like another boxer to me, I guess. You know. All right, yeah. Does that cover Sports Minute? Did we do a pretty good job? I think we did
a really good job.
Yeah. I think we covered it all. All the bases, as it were.
So, if I go back to the fishing line, we also have a few texts this week. 414-XOXOLAK. This one seems to be from a new dialer, actually. It says, "Happy Halloween. I have been immortal for the last 732 years, and I have never heard a better podcast." "I've never heard a better podcast than that of yours. My name is Ambrose Lofox. I am a powerful vampire, and let's just say I'm in love with you guys. I love everything about your podcast. I'm willing to give you all of my dark gifts, unbelievable power, unbelievable wealth, but you three have to be my lovers for at least 100 years. Think of how many episodes you guys can do in 100 years. I'll be in touch. If you couldn't tell, I'm a male vampire with a big root.
Nah, we're good. We got Ye's money. We got that. We got that Ye money.
You'd rather have Ye's money or be a mortal vampire?
But then wouldn't he have to like
you see, somebody's been
turn you into a vampire too for you to be around for 100 years?
Like Apple Plus right? or whatever. And someone's been watching.
Hey, you're glossing over my question.
It's getting all riled up.
But, like, wouldn't you have to then also be a vampire if you were going to be around for 100 years?
Yeah,
yeah. He's going to turn us into a vampire, and then we would be vampires, too. We'd have all the dark gifts.
Yeah, there's a lot of a learning curve.
Oh, was
the, like 100 years. I mean, usually they're hooking up with you the whole time. That's kind of part of the deal when you run with that gang of particular vampires.
Vampires should be called rape pyres, right? They feel it's like a real rapey kind of culture, right? Big, it's just kind of just go around and just kind of, hey, I like this person. I'm just kind of, you know, I don't know. It's real weird. As far as all the monsters go, they're the only ones who are like, don't let the vampires in. Oh, you shouldn't let any monsters in. But like, why is
everyone
that
wants
thing?
To do it with a vampire because they're alluring.
They
want to, you know what I'm
do
saying?
It with a vampire.
Yeah, but why are they alluring?
I mean, they're more like murderers and necrophiliacs than rapists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're already dead.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I feel like all the other monsters are in history are just like, they just get down to business. There's no sexy time. It's just like, I'm going to eat you or bite you. Or, you know.
You don't even want to know what the swamp thing does to you.
Like, ooh.
Yeah. He breaks a twig off his shoulder and then you eat it.
Wait, what?
It's true. That's what Swamp Thing does.
Are you talking about like in the 90s Swamp Thing on USA? Yes.
He comes like his cum is a vine. And then it like just like takes over your body and your orifices, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I don't go into the swamp, so I'll be good. no swamping around for this fella. I stays my ass
like
in the Midwest.
Hallucinate into seeing the plant man as the man underneath the plant, and then you hook up with him.
Hmm.
So what about
what was the original question? I forget what the original question was.
Yeah.
Something about.
It was about the vampire who wants to. He's been immortal for 732 years.
But mostly he wants to, like, fuck us, right? I mean, the gist of it is this dude wants to.
We would be
like,
his lover for 100 years. I mean, if you live 700 years, you get immortality for 600 years.
I've been married for 10 years, and I.
Yeah, but you don't have vampire, like, superpowers. You know.
Even if I had him now, what am I gonna do with him now? Like, I'm
what
still gonna come home
superpowers?
To the. Are you still gonna come home to the same wife? And then, like, what'd you do today, vampire? Oh, I may or may not have.
That's
know,
only for another like 40
vampired
years
around.
40. 50
think about
years,
how many episodes we can do. Right, yeah. Well, it's 100 years.
If we're vampires,
200
I
episodes
that,
a year, you know, we just sit around in a castle.
If
you know?
I'm legitimately a vampire, I'm going to be doing some cool shit, like some legit. Cool
you're
going to
ditch the podcast if you become a podcast.
No,
vampire?
I didn't say ditch the podcast. I said like legit, some cool shit. I never said anything about ditching the podcast. I said, hey, I could do this podcast from my garage in Wisconsin, I can also do it from like a Caribbean island somewhere, right?
Who's
you know, in
a
boat,
though.
Yeah, right. Or in a boat. You. Whatever. Who cares? The point is, if I'm living for 100 years and I know it, and I'm a vampire with all these powers, dude, I'm traveling around. I'm not just going to stay in Wisconsin. And if I am, I'm going to be like, I'm going to have some
once in a while, murder you know, shack. What was this? Andros Low. What was it? Andros the vampire?
Andros Low Fox.
Oh. Ambrose Lowfox. You know, he takes, you know, he dresses you up, you know, name. He lets you drive his fancy car, you know, he takes you on some trips, you know, at night, of course.
Yeah, be thankful you're alive in the 20th century. Like, a lot of these people would be taken for 100 years. They would, like, live in pyramids. And, like, the best thing they could look forward to is a bowl of fruit every day and, like,
yeah,
not much else besides constant baths.
Yeah, but we're already,
you were like 12 years old.
But we're past that. But we're here and we're now. We have the internet. I have an iPhone. What can you do for me today, vampire? Because I'll be honest with you, you're not selling me on just the sex.
I've read
sex.
A lot of these books, and let me just
it's not doing it for me. Like you're gonna have to like something about like what are these powers you speak of that are so alluring? Like if it, you know
the
what I'm
dark
saying.
Gifts.
They give you, yeah.
Just say
they,
dark gifts.
Dazzle. You know? Have you ever heard of the power of dazzle?
So can I bedazzle
myself?
It's
called glamour. You glamour.
I can hear someone's eyes rolling. It's called glamour.
This is dazzle.
Bedazzling like is something else.
I feel like you two know about this way more than I do, and I should just kind of step aside.
Well, 'tis the season, Ambrose. Thank you for the kind offer. That's a yes from one of us, a maybe from one of us, and a no from one of us. So
I didn't say no. I'm on the fence. I said sexy sex can't be enough. I need substance.
There's chicks once in a while, I promise.
I'm hard to get.
Well, okay.
I'm difficult.
What else we got on the line? You didn't miss any, did you?
There's more. I wasn't done yet.
You know there's more.
Okay, this one.
There's always more.
Hey, this is Louie. Remember me? I'm in hog heaven now. Louie Anderson. I got the phone and just wanted to wish you all a very merry happy Halloween. I'm kind of doing the voice. This is a text.
It's me, Louie. I miss that guy. Yeah. Just that voice. Just the voice. Not so much.
The
but
Louis,
like,
everyone can
the baskets.
On.
The baskets, Louis. Like that was, he did a pretty good job on that.
We miss you, Louis. There's more than one of you.
Keep
Louis,
going.
Not the other Louis. This is Ann Trace. I heard you talking about prisoners not being able to profit in jail on last week's episode. Don't you think that needs to be changed? If someone's serving a life sentence, seems like they have a long time to make money doing something. If you could give prisoners a job, what would it be?
They can get jobs and they get paid through the state. And it's usually
but they make
minimum...
like no money.
Oh, well,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't get me started. Hey, you know what? Don't even, if you want to grind my gears, it's like, but here's the thing, they also give you the option to go to school. And a lot of them, you can graduate with like, not like necessarily a bachelor's degree. But I'm just saying,
What about this?
You don't have to work a job. You could also just go to school and like get out
what
of
if...
working a job. In the kitchen.
What if prison, right? Like, what if prison was just like a your fans? You know what I'm saying? Or like,
what's a your fans?
Is it
your fans?
Is it only fans? What if it was like only fans, right? Where like you go to jail, you're giving a phone that can only hook up to like only fans.
Dude,
and then
prisoners
like,
in prison now, they get phones and they have like, you can go on YouTube and there's dudes like showing like people like making like food and like they're just going around the cell. Dude, it's crazy, man. Like,
how do they get phones?
Dude, Jeez. How do they get drugs, man? Like, the
yeah,
guards,
but that's
bro.
Like,
it's
as guards. A secret
guards,
thing. Yeah, but
dude,
like,
the guards and visitors bring it in and like, yes, everyone, they bring it in through their ass.
Phones
or their
are
mouth.
Rights now.
That's how that shit happens. Like, anybody who's ever smoked weed in jail, I'm sorry to tell you, that shit came in some dude's ass. And if it didn't, it's probably because you were in a minimum security prison and they were paying off the guards. That's been my experience.
Plus, denying a prisoner a phone is cruel and unusual. They deserve cell phones.
If it's only hooked up to
here's the thing. There's a lot of people in there that
only
are legitimate,
fans, yeah.
like legitimate pieces of shit pervert rapists that should not ever be around a phone because they're basically gonna just, you know, try to do their creepy rapey pervert way. Shit. Like,
yeah,
dude,
but you know, they work
people.
Out all day, you know, they get a nice hard body and then they're like on like OnlyFans, you know, and then like if you make $5 million, you can go free or be on house arrest. after you give the $5 million.
Like, kind of what you're talking about, though. Like, there's legitimately, like, these guys that, like, go in jail now and, like, they make a reputation. And when they get out, they have, like, money, or, like, they have people putting money on their books because, like you said, like, they're, like, these big buff dudes and shit. And there's girls, like, or there's, like, a bunch of girls, or, dude, guys were doing this shit. Like, dude, guys in prison already do this shit. They basically just send out a bunch of, like, letters to, like, females. Like, they just try to find girls, to, like, you know what I mean? And then they just send out, hey, but you know what I mean? Like, talk their game. And at some point, someone bites, you know what I mean? And then, you know,
I mean, what if girls,
like, basically,
like,
what you're talking about, but only
what if, like, girls had to be like, do that, you know, where they're just, like, eating all that jail food and then, like, taping themselves, like, taking dumps on the toilet. Like, but they make millions, you know, like, millions, you know.
Dude, I've never obviously been in a girl's prison, but I can only imagine from what I've seen and heard a little bit from it. It sounds pretty crazy, dude. Chicks get, like, I mean, they get they get in way more fights than guys do, because
they all get,
like,
linked up.
Thing,
you know,
guys,
they all,
there's a lot
they
of big dudes in prison, so mostly not a lot of fights really go down unless it's over some serious shit. You know what
they
I mean?
They all get synced up, and then, like, everyone in the whole entire prison has their period. You
dude,
know.
Right. And then it's just like one male guard walking around with 30 female inmates just looking at him. You know what I mean? Just eyeing him up. Like, dude, that guy's going to get fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, he
it's
doesn't
like
stand
a
chance.
Looking like
it's
a
the
tree.
Scene.
Dude, for
it's
real.
Like the scene from, you know, that movie where there's blood in that elevator. You know.
The Shining.
But, like, yeah, they open the door and it's just like all the blood comes out.
Looking like 28 days later.
Like, oh!
Oh,
geez.
That would have been a good place to stop it, but we still have plenty of time left. Because we erased the first 15 minutes, we have so much time left.
Somebody sounds like you want to leave early.
What else you got?
Well, I've read the. Have I read all the fishing lines?
I don't know.
There's one left.
Ooh, sounds spicy.
Under the wire. It says, "This is Donnie. I'm an amateur road scholar, and I was waiting for a bus the other day, and I came across your podcast. I was shocked when I heard the vulgar language coming forth from the likes of you gents. When was the last time you read a book, not including comic books?"
Man, fuck you.
Donnie.
Fuck you, Donnie.
Road scholar, these nuts.
Yeah, right? But you don't say that shit to my face. Son, a runt-a-tun-tun.
I read a James Bond novel maybe a year ago. I read Casino Royale.
Ooh. That's, you got one up
pictures.
On me. The latest book I read was a manual on how to install a shower base.
When did you read it? Did you read it like in the while you were in the shower with tools in your hands, or did you read it in bed, like, as reading?
How do you think things? No, I was like, no, I was literally like installing it, and I had to figure out whether it was installed to the studs or to the drive. I'm not going to get into this. I'm going to bore both of you.
Look, it's impressive for other reasons. But,
No, I wish I was actually like me, just sitting in bed with a pair of glasses, just like.
What about that?
Could you dim down the lights,
dear?
Just reading manuals. No, that's not how that works. Like me, like all sweaty, like, how the fuck does this thing go in here again? God damn it! What the fuck? Yeah, that's more. It's a lot of me swearing. It's a lot of me swearing and being like head scratching. Like, wait a minute. Yeah.
All right, Tom. What's your latest reading selection?
Oh, I think I haven't read a besides the comic books. I guess the last book I read was like before we went to the gathering, and I like wanted to get like in the nice headspace, so it was called like Gang Bang at the Gathering. I downloaded it on those like downloadable books, and it was a tale about like a freshly 19-year-old juggalette that, you know.
I mean, yeah, like, you don't have to say
like,
you know.
Her
you
parents always... took her parents told her that she couldn't go, and then she went with some friends. And the moment she got there, she was real horny, and then she like found her way into like some sort of juggalo tent and gang bang. It was great.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I like read like high, like lowbrow, like you know, romantic novel. Yeah, yeah, like sure. Yeah, you know, like it's fun. You know.
Who's your favorite like smutty hero? I when I was in Iraq, I had this like trunk of books that someone donated from a cowboy called Longhorn, who would like go from town to town smoking she roots, and like he would like get in like cowboy action and like sleep with like all the broads along the way, and it always worked out for old Longhorn.
The only the only book I ever that I ever read when I was locked up was The Count of Monte Cristo, and I read it three times. It was pretty good.
It was like a favorite.
Yeah, and it was like some old black dude was like, "Dude, you got to read this book.
Wait
it's pretty
a minute.
Good."
Wait a minute.
Oh, James.
I fell for it.
Oh shit, sorry.
No.
No. I was actually really surprised, like how good it was. I was like,
"You're doing Shawshank. I'm not falling for it."
No, that's not Shawshank. What are you talking about? I mean, I've seen Shawshank. I don't remember anybody remembering the Count of Monte Cristo.
As soon as you said like an old black man, I was like, I thought you were like.
I hate to break it to you, but the majority of the prison population is African American, so there's a lot of the old black men.
The way
there.
You said it.
Sorry to break your heart, bud.
Morgan Freeman does recommend the Count of Monte Cristo in Shawshank. I really thought you were going that way with it.
Absolutely not. No.
That literally happened in Shawshank. Alexandra, dumbass.
I'm
on a prison break. You'd like
wasn't it. He the dude that ended up hanging himself, right? At the end, or no? Am I not remembering that right? You see, dude, that's what I'm saying. Dude, I don't remember how movies go. It's like, I remember the premise, but like, I remember he crawled through a pile, pipe of shit. I remember the parts, but I don't like, you know, remember the whole 3-hour movie. Dude, you have an amazing like recollection of movies. Okay, I'll be honest. It's very impressive.
I've seen that movie.
I have a stonerific memory. I remember what I need to.
my mind is stonerific too. Don't give me no credit now. That happens to be like one movie I've seen a few times.
Yeah, but you'll pull up movie references where you'll just like pull a quote and I'll just be like, hey, that one thing. And I'll be like, you know, that one with, you know, that one actor. Yeah, all right. Yeah, and you'll just like pull a quote and I'll be like, Jesus Christ, how did you, like, I don't even remember one line. Just saying. It's pretty good. Meow?
Meow? All right, did we do it? Is it time for the after or the blue boat or boat blue?
Blue boats.
Blue boats.
You almost did it.
We're heading over to the blue boats. So I, for another week, have been Red Rocker. Piping up a little something there. All right, go ahead, guys.
It's me, Tom Wolf, saying goodbye.
And this is Trent Trix wishing you a happy Hallows Eve to the sweet sounds of Vin Diesel.
All right, this is where we get to the blue boats. That's, of course, where we get a little blue with it on Wake and Bait. I'm Red Rocker again. We don't have to introduce ourselves again if we don't want to. But what haven't we covered?
What about this Blue Clues, this Blues Clues thing you were...
Seems like just the time for.
Well, we are a blue boat. This is a blue boat special, so might as well talk about something blue, right?
I don't really know too much about it. It's going to be a live action. Something about both of the Steves are going to be there.
What about Joe?
This is getting better and better.
Everyone's supposed to. It's probably going to be like a multiverse thing, probably.
Steve,
who knows?
Steve and Joe. They've actually already all met before. You know that, right?
I mean, did anyone see like the Dory the Explorer movie?
Yes. No, I haven't.
I thought it was pretty great. I've actually never seen a single Dory the Explorer
it's,
like
it's better
cartoon.
Than it should be. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty all right.
It's better than it should be.
So if it's like up to snuff like that, I'll probably give it a watch and see why not. Right?
I don't think it will be. I think it'll be. I think it'd be aimed at children. You'd be thinking they're gonna like track down a serial killer every week or something.
Yeah, it'd be great. They have like a big like murder mystery, like the Bone Collector. You know, where he
that would be interesting, but I don't think they're gonna do that.
It's probably more like Law and Order meets Blue's Clues. You know, it's like toned down, but still kind of, you know, maybe a little for the still for the parents. You know, like one of those cartoons where it's like got those underlying where like parents get it, but the kids are like, wait, what? You know, they don't quite get it.
You hope they don't get it.
Yeah, oh, right, right.
Sometimes they get it and they roll their
eyes. Oh, yeah, like, there's plenty of smart kids out there that are like, I know exactly what's going on.
Oh, I like, so I did some research about last week, something we said about like Charles Manson, like making money in jail. And sure. I found out just how he did it. It didn't take very long to figure it out. So, like, he's an artist, and he, like, paints these pictures, and then he sends it to someone because it's, like, not illegal to send artwork in the mail once you're a prisoner. And then, like, those people
sell it,
you know. Yeah, they sell it, and then they put that money like,
on his books.
Yeah, sure. So it's, like, never actually, gotcha. You know.
But sure, it's, like, a quarter of a million or something?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's only so much money you can probably have on
put on your books. Correct.
Right. Yeah.
And on top of that, he probably has to pay restitution. So a lot of times it's like only a percentage of it goes to you. And then another
he doesn't have to pay any of that though, because it's like the courts don't actually ever get that money. Cause it's like going through someone else. Like he's just sending his artwork and then they're the ones selling it. And if like that person, you know, if they put money in his shit and keep it up to snuff, then like whatever. And the whole thing with that is like he's in jail forever. Like if you weren't in jail and you're doing the exact same thing.
Do you think he goes to like the commissary and just buys like all the good stuff and doesn't leave anything for anyone else? And then he sells it at a profit. And
he's
like, you know, adds about 30% to his income that way.
I like to imagine like he like puts his like dick and balls up to those little holes in the like plastic or like glass like cell that he is in, and then you have to just like blow on him to get a Kit Kat bar.
Realistically, honestly, judging by like his size, unless he has like, you know, actual people in there that are like standing up for him, chances are the majority of his commissary goes to people that are punking him out. That's what I've seen.
Does anyone fuck? He has like his own personal cell though, and I don't think anyone, once again,
I don't know how it works. You know what I mean? But like,
I'm pretty sure they don't let.
It's like older guys, definitely. If you got a bunch of money in your books and they know about it, you know, dude, yeah, you're going to be a target for sure. Unless you got somebody, you know.
I was like under the assumption that like if you were like a cult leader, that they don't let you into like general population.
I don't know.
You know, where you just turn everyone into like your probably, followers.
Well, that's
you know?
Kind of like same thing with gang leaders and maximum security prisons. They don't keep them with, you know what I mean? Like, you could be right.
Wouldn't
about
you
that.
Just spend it on drugs if you had that much money?
I mean, yeah, you could. You know what I'm saying?
Once again, it all depends on where you're at. Some of those places are pretty locked down. And so, like, you got private prisons, you got for-profit prisons. The for-profit prisons, dude, those are pretty much run by the inmates. So there's a shitload of drugs in there. But you go to Wisconsin, where it's, like, run by the state, and there's, dude, it's hard to, you know what I mean? Any drugs you find in there is because someone's, like I said, they're hiding it in their ass or something. You know what I mean?
I thought you just, like, drop some acid on, like, a corner of a book.
Or the guns are taking it in, you know?
You know, you drop some acid on a corner of a book on like page 100 and then like, you know, send it to the prisoner.
I mean, yeah, you could, but like, I don't know how. Here's the thing. If you've been locked up for like 3 months, you haven't done drugs. I think the last thing you want to do is like acid locked up, dude. Because here's the thing. If you go buck wild, they're going to put you in a wheelchair with nothing on, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like, you know how you see people in the county jail, how they lock those crazies up, dude, it's 10 times worse in prison. Cause they come suited and booted with like 10 guys, you know what I mean? In riot suits, and they drag your ass to a cell. And then depending on like what happens, they may or may not hose your ass down first. You know what I mean? And then throw you in a cell buck ass naked, wet. I don't know. Maybe it's different out cause there's cameras, but dude, when I was locked up, man, they used to dude. They used to fuck dudes up. They used to go in there, like, basically pepper spray rooms and then just drag dudes out. And they were just snot all over their face, crying, and just literally dragging them out. Like, one dude's got one dude on each arm, each foot. You know what I mean? And the dude's just like, you're just like, just coughing up. Just, yeah, it's
shitting,
yeah,
it's everywhere.
The thing is, like, even those guards,
maybe could have been. I never personally experienced it myself, but yeah, I could have met. You're probably not wrong about that. I'm sure some of them did, you know. I was unlucky enough just to get a whiff of it one time, you know what I mean, after the after spray, and dude, that was enough just to make my eyes water for like a couple hours. So I could imagine getting a direct hit, like, to the, you know what I mean, dude. That's, yeah, fuck that. I would have anything to do with that shit.
Before we get going, I just want to ask, like, have you guys heard of this new thing that's going around where it's called the penile plumpkin? Have you guys heard of that or what?
Plumpkin. I know I've heard of plumpkin.
A penile plumpkin?
No.
So I guess, like, you like take like one of those like bicycle pumps or like a tire pump.
Okay.
And you put the needle into the pumpkin and you like blow it up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like, so it's like really filled with air, and then you like make a small hole right before, and then you like you enter the pumpkin, and then like all the air like blows out on you.
You better
have heard about that.
You better hope it blows out, not blows in that your fucking dick hole. Otherwise, you blow your fucking cock up, right?
You don't know. Mean, no, I don't know. You poke just a small hole to get that penis going in there, and then once you like open up the pumpkin, then all the like air rushes out, and then it's supposed to feel like, you know, really good.
You hear me now? Say we rock it on down, say we rock it on down, say we rock it on down.
Black is the darkness of me.
Okay, very good.